Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Tuesday, March 4th. We have two readings from the Proverbs today, then we'll move over to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19. I'm reading from the New King James Version this week. We'll start with Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and this is just a good reminder about how we should be seeking wisdom. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. And then from the 10th chapter, verses 1 and 2, the Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death. I want to think for a minute about that word righteousness. Righteousness delivers from death. So this was before Jesus Christ, but every scripture speaks to him. And we as believers know that it is in Christ that we find our righteousness. And because of his sacrifice, we are free from death. Tim Keller says that the opposite of righteousness is rejection. And oftentimes we have trouble with that word righteousness because we imagine it to be like a stiff, starched shirt. It's something that doesn't have very good connotations. But if we really look to the fact that righteousness means that we are not rejected, it's the gospel message for us. He also says we need to preach this gospel message of our righteousness in Christ to ourselves over and over each day and to warm ourselves at the fire of Christ. The fact that the verdict on your righteousness is in and God accepts you, not because of what you have done. You know that your record is bad. You have anxiety about that. You know what is true. But we as believers reorient our mind about the radical and gracious thought that Jesus has made us righteous. We are his beloved people because of what he has done. And then as we behold his glory, the hope is that we continually preach to ourselves how wonderful Christ is, and then we become what we behold, that we begin to change our lives to mirror Christ and to become righteous, in a sense, a people who love and serve as Christ would. Our third reading today is the gospel reading from Matthew chapter 19, verses 1 through 15. The title in my Bible says, Marriage and Divorce. Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these sayings, that he departed from Galilee and came to the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. The Pharisees also came to him, testing him, and saying to him, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? And he answered and said to them, Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then, they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate. They said to him, Why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and to put her away? He said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery. And whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery. His disciples said to him, If such is the case of the man with his wife, it is better not to marry. But he said to them, all cannot accept this saying, but only those to whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs who were born thus from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He who is able to accept it, let him accept it. Then little children were brought to him, that he might put his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them. For of such is the kingdom of heaven." And he laid his hands on them and departed from there. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. A couple of weeks ago, when Wayne was preaching on the Sermon on the Mount, divorce was one of the topics that came up. And I think something that he reminded us about is very important here. Women in the first century were often dependent upon marriage for financial security. Women could not be heirs to property, and so the husband was the one who had the financial security. And so if a husband wants to divorce his wife for fickle reasons, it leaves her in a very difficult position financially. And Jesus is saying this should not be the case. Here, Jesus pulls back to Genesis and reminds us of the purpose of marriage, that a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they become one flesh. And really, the unity of marriage points us forward to the unity between Christ and the church. While the Pharisees were trying to trap Jesus in his conversation about divorce, Jesus redirects the conversation to the importance of caring for individuals, and he reminds us that all of life should be lived for the kingdom's sake. On this Thankful Tuesday, let us remember a person, a place, a thing, and a characteristic of God for which we are thankful. Will you pray with me? Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations, and his mercies are new every morning. May the morning bring us news of your unfailing love, Lord. We have put our trust in you. Show us the way we should go, for to you we entrust our lives. We do pray, Lord, thanking you for someone in our midst, perhaps someone in our family. We pray, Lord, that you would bless and keep them, to make your face to shine upon them and be gracious to them. Would you lift up your countenance upon them and give them peace? We thank you, Lord, for providing what we need, whether it's a place or a thing. We thank you, Lord, that you are a shepherd and we don't have to want. That you will provide today, Lord, we ask, for everything that we need, physically and mentally, spiritually and socially, emotionally and financially. Lord, would you provide for us today? Lord, we trust in your heart today, and we don't want to lean on our own understanding. Illuminate your scriptures to us. Help us to follow you and your ways. We thank you, Lord, for your character, your mercy, and your compassion, that they are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. And we can hope in you because you are good to those who wait for you. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters. Bless them today, whatever they face, and help them to commit their ways to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.